Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Get Busy. This week, your host, Carly Commando, sits down with Diego Munoz, the owner of Casa de Empanadas on Main Street, right here in downtown Kutztown. Join Carly and Diego as they discuss the challenges and joys of running a family-owned business, their strong ties to the Kutztown community, and more burning questions. It's time to get busy.
All right, hello everybody. I'm your host, Carly Commando. I am here today with Diego Munoz of Casa de Empanadas. And thank you so much for joining us on our podcast called Let's Get Busy.
Thank you.
So this is my first time here and I'm really excited. Can you tell me all about Casa de Empanadas, like your origin story, when you all opened?
Well, we started out originally out of Hazel's coffee shop that used to be on Noble.
Okay.
We started there just doing empanadas. That was the original idea, the gist of it. And then we actually had a customer come in and ask if we would make them rice. So we made the rice and we were like, all right, we could do this. It's not going to be a problem. You know, we didn't have a kitchen for that, but we did it anyways. And they told everybody. And then it was like, we guys need to make more rice. You need to start making these things and making these things. And I looked at my wife and I said, all right, well, we need to expand now. And then the KU students were the ones to give us the idea to move on to Maine. And so that's how we ended up here, was we ended up looking for a place and then we found this place here. And then we decided to expand the entire menu from empanadas to rice, different types of meats and stuff like that.
That's awesome. So it's the students that actually really supported the growth of this business?
Yep, the students, yep.
Wow. Yeah, that was going to be one of my final hard-hitting questions, but I kind of feel like you led into this. In this process of moving out of Hazel's to here, what kind of changes have you seen in Kutztown's business growth, like on Main Street?
Well, being here on Main, you get a lot of the foot traffic. You get to meet all sorts of people, whereas in where we was at, located before, it was a little bit more tinier and off the foot traffic path. So you have to, if you don't have a vehicle, you couldn't get there, whereas here, people walk by and they, oh my God, you guys are here.
Yeah.
Let me go try it. A lot of the people that walk through here, if they know about the island, they'll ask questions of where we're from. And then we'll conversation will just start. So it's right here on Main is pretty good.
Yeah, you have a lot more visibility here.
Yes, absolutely.
So where are you from exactly?
Originally, I'm from New York City.
Okay. I'm from New York too.
Okay.
Yeah, I
was born in the Bronx originally. And then my father was based in the Navy on the island.
Okay.
So then we ended up moving to the island and I lived on a naval base for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
I went to Fordham University, so I lived in the Bronx for 4 years.
Oh my God, Fordham is not far where I grew up from.
See?
I grew up right on Cortona Avenue,
I could feel it.
Near Tremont and all that.
I could feel that Bronx energy. That's awesome. Oh my gosh. I used to go to the Golden Crust all the time. That was right near my college.
Yeah, Fordham University was not that far from us, actually.
I miss it. But now I have a taste of it here, so thank you for existing.
Yes, more calm here. So it's a different lifestyle here.
It is a different lifestyle, but I feel like there's a lot of beautiful New York energy. There's a lot of transplants that also move here to kind of get away from that. So
yes.
I don't feel super far from home, but
correct.
I'm also happy to have a little bit of the calmness of the Kutztown area
absolutely.
Of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, nice calm area. It's good. It's different. You got a nice variety of people here.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think makes your business stand out in our local community?
Well, besides the type of food we make, because right now you have Siete Lindos and Cocina Mexicana, which is the two Mexican areas. You have a lot of pizza, you have Chinese, but there's no one making like Puerto Rican food. When we do things here, the whole thought process was, we want you to feel like when you enter here, that you're eating at grandma's house.
Yeah.
Or the way we would say abuela's house. So we want you to have that feeling like, oh man, like when we make certain foods, we're not gonna make it look all decorative like you're at a five-star restaurant. I want you to feel like you're at grandma's house. You're gonna come, you're gonna feel like you're getting that traditional cooking, and we're gonna conversate with you, because that's what we do. I like to get to know the people that come in here. If you want a whole conversation, I'll conversate with you. If you don't, that's fine. We want you to feel like you're at home.
Yeah.
I don't want you to feel like you're out of place being here.
Yeah. Were you in this location during COVID, the COVID pandemic?
No,
so this was, this you all opened up after that?
It was after the pandemic, yes.
Have you noticed any challenges in terms of inflation and food costs?
Some people come in from different areas, and we'll get people that come from the Reading area, and they'll come in here and they'll ask about, they'll see the price of an empanada, and they'll just be like, oh, that's pretty expensive. And then I kind of try to explain to them, like, listen, I lived in Reading for a little bit as well. My empanadas are definitely going to be worth it because we fill it from end to end. You're not going to get a bite, but you're going to have air. It's going to be filled.
Yeah.
You're going to get your filling. It's just those things that people ask about, or they might confuse us with a different type of Hispanic community.
Yeah.
So those are like the things that's like people come in here, oh, this is a Mexican place. And it's like, no. I mean, it's Puerto Rican flags everywhere in here. So, but, you know, I don't take it personal. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those. And then you have to explain it. Sometimes you don't want to explain it over and over again. But at the same time, you kind of have to if you want people to understand the difference.
Very kind of you.
Yeah.
And also something that you have to do as a business.
You want to make, like I said, you want people to understand. And it's kind of fun explaining it sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you get to conversate and tell them a little bit more about who you are and where your origins come from.
Yes. In terms of pricing, I see that on Instagram there's certain days where you have specials, like buy two for seven.
Yes. So every Tuesday and Thursday we do specials for KU students.
Awesome.
Because they were the gist of why we expanded.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing. Wednesdays we do a different special every Wednesday. Tuesday and Thursday is always the same specials. And Wednesday we'll throw something out there, and then we'll have like a weekly special of a different type of empanada that you don't normally do every day.
Yeah.
So like we did a meat lover one.
Yeah.
That we ran for a week, see how people liked that. We'll do like a Cuban style. So we like to do different things. We like to mess around with the stuff that we can do.
You were saying that you do these specials for the Kutztown University students, which
yes.
is amazing that you just really honor them and how much that they've really been supporting your business. So it's a nice symbiotic relationship that you all are supporting each other.
Yep.
So it sounds like you really are involved with the community in that way.
We have a big family.
Yeah.
So I have seven children, and I got a daughter that's in college now in Delaware State. And so I get the idea when you're a college student and you're away from home, you want that sense of family sometimes, you miss it.
Yeah.
So it's a place you can come here and you can feel that. I play the KU games here. When they have games, I play it here. Because a lot of kids can't travel.
Yeah.
So the away games, they can't get there, and if they don't have no access to be able to see it, we'll play it here.
Yeah.
So they have a place to come, they go watch the games.
That's awesome. Grandma's cooking in the game.
Yeah.
What's not to love?
You can't beat that.
Is there any advice that you would give to small business owners or someone who's about to start their own small business, something that you wish you knew that someone told you when you started your business?
Yes. Really do your research.
Yeah.
Because the expensive things you don't know until you really get there. And you also have to really, really look around for the different properties before you just jump into something.
Yeah.
Because you might want something bigger. You want to look at parking. What type of spacing you truly have. And it's mostly the cost.
Yeah.
The cost of things. We didn't have an idea. Like, we had no one to help us to say, all right, listen, to get started, this is gonna really get you.
Yeah.
And I mean, we knew we was gonna spend money. Obviously,
sure.
You have to spend money to make money. But as we started, it was like, all right, we have to get this. And it was like, all right, that's pretty expensive. Oh, we gotta get this. Oh my God, we didn't realize we needed that.
Yeah.
And then little by little, it was like, oh, we had no idea of how much really goes into it. Doing it, you know, this was like I said, it's more about just being part of the community, having kids have home cooked meals, but then you realize it. So it's like, I would say, really do your research as far as what it is financially.
Yeah, that's really great advice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, my last burning question is, what is your favorite empanada that you make?
Oh, it depends on what it is. Buffalo is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I like spicy food. I can't have a lot of spicy food, but I like spicy food, so that's one of my top ones. Cheesesteak is definitely one of my faves. And then we do the special ones that we do one that's, it's like a Puerto Rican lasagna.
Okay.
So instead of us, we don't do it with shells.
Okay.
We use sweet plantains as what would be your shell. So we put a mixture of the sweet plantains, the meat, the seasonings, and the cheeses and the marinara sauce all into an empanada. That's my fave, like, of all of them.
Thank
it's called patalon. That's what it's called.
Patalon?
Yep, patalon.
All right. Awesome. That sounds delicious. That sounds wonderful. As soon as you said platanos, I was like, we're in our plantains. I'm in.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to hear about Casa de Empanadas?
We're always here. We're always open. We open all the time, 7 days a week.
7 days a week, and if you're missing home, come on here, and they'll make you feel just like family.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. We really appreciate your time.
And thank you.
Thanks for being on our podcast today.